here's a story from The World.
There's been intense fighting outside of the Yemeni city of Marib. Houthi militias, who control Yemen's capital and much of the country already, have renewed their military campaign to take over the city. Resistance fighters are defending Marib with military support from Saudi Arabia, which has provided airstrikes and now ground troops. This is happening just as a change in the White House signals a new effort to end the Yemen war diplomatically. President Biden's new special envoy for Yemen, Tim Lenderking, spoke with reporters Tuesday. He said the uptick in fighting will lead to the internal displacement of more people.
The potential for, you know, more IDPs to either flee in or out of Marib is something that is going to push an already stretched humanitarian infrastructure beyond the breaking point.
Yesterday, the United Nations Special Envoy Martin Griffiths told the Security Council in a Zoom call that the Houthi attack on Marib must stop.
The quest for territorial gain by force threatens all of the prospects of the peace process.
But not everyone sees a diplomatic solution at hand. Nadwa Al-Dawsari is a scholar at the Middle East Institute, and she is from Yemen. Al-Dawsari knows the city of Marib well, and when we reached her in Washington, she told us what's at stake in this push by the Houthis to take control of Marib.
Marib is the last stronghold of the Yemeni government. It is also a city that hosts 3 million civilians, including almost a million IDPs who fled mainly from the north, from Houthi persecution, but also from the war in general. Marib also sits on much of Yemen oil and all Yemen gas.
So you mentioned IDPs, internally displaced persons. How many people have fled to Marib during the civil war?
The numbers reported are 800,000 civilians. But a lot of people also relocated to Marib and bought homes because the city has become an example of stability. There are services, there is electricity, 24 hours, there are jobs. So it has created a lot of opportunities during the war that other parts of the country did not have.
Now, given how strategic Marib is and the concern over a humanitarian disaster there, if the Houthis take over, who is defending Marib? Who is aiding the people of Marib to keep that from happening?
The people who are defending Marib now are the tribes. They're defending their homes because they know that if Houthis take over, they'll do to them what they did to other tribes in areas they captured. They'll blow up their homes, they'll execute their tribal leaders, they'll rule with repression. So they understand the risk and they're willing to defend their homes to their death.
You have built a solid reputation as a scholar who really understands Yemen's tribes. What does that tell you about what needs to happen to prevent Marib from falling to the Houthis?
There is only one thing that can prevent Marib from falling into the hands of the Houthis. There needs to be one big military operation, well planned, well executed, to push the Houthis far enough from Marib so that they don't pose a threat to the city in the future.
So does that mean that the only country who can really help out is Saudi Arabia, the country being accused of stoking and keeping the Yemeni war going?
Look, I agree. Saudi Arabia has contributed negatively to the Yemen war, but we're talking about an immediate risk, and having to deal with that immediate risk, unfortunately, entails military support.
But it's been 6 years, and no one has seemed to be able to defeat the Houthis.
Well, again, the reasons are two things. One, the Saudis have not been providing enough military support to the tribes. The second reason is that the UN has been calling for constant ceasefire, which only the Saudis and the Hadi government accepted, but not the Houthis.
We've heard the United Nations and the U.S. government under Donald Trump and now under Joe Biden all say some version of this sentence. The war in Yemen cannot be won militarily. It must be a diplomatic solution. Who would have to be at the negotiating table for that to happen?
This narrative is extremely naive. The Houthis are not listening. They're not willing to de-escalate. So how can you negotiate with that? There needs to be a military action to weaken the Houthis in order to force them to come to the negotiation table in good faith.
What if the Houthis do besiege the city? What happens then?
If Houthis besiege the city, I think they're going to try to enter the city by force. I'm sure they will be faced with a lot of armed resistance. So I think we're likely to see an escalation in fighting within the city and around the city for at least a while, because again, Houthis are superior militarily and they will be able to crush resistance. But I think it will come at a high cost.
Nadwa Al-Dawsari is a non-resident fellow at the Middle East Institute. She's been speaking to us about the latest chapter in the Yemen war, the battle over Marib. Nadwa, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you.
From PRX.